The Pittsburgh Steelers made history when they won last February's National Football League Super Bowl game played in Tampa, Florida. The 27-23 victory over the Arizona Cardinals gave the Steelers a record sixth Super Bowl championship, one more than the Dallas Cowboys and San Francisco 49ers have won in the 43 seasons the game has been played. Pittsburgh had finished the regular season with the second-best record in the AFC at 12-4, while the Cardinals squeaked into the postseason from the NFC at 9-7. Arizona looked on the verge of winning its first Super Bowl title when Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger organized a drive capped by a touchdown pass to Santonio Holmes to win the game in the waning seconds. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin said after the win that his team was prepared for whatever the Cardinals threw at them.
Because we simply do not care about style points. So many times football teams get caught up with the game not unfolded the way they envision it unfolding or the way the media tell them it's going to unfold leading up to the football game. We go into games with no preconceived notions.
In U.S. college football, the University of Florida Gators won the title for the second year in a row and the fourth since 1996 when they beat Oklahoma in the Bowl Championship Series game January 9th. Florida quarterback Tim Tebow completed 18 of 30 passes for 231 yards and two touchdowns in the 24-14 victory. The Gators were 13-1 for the season with only a loss to Mississippi, preventing them from going undefeated. In college basketball, the University of North Carolina won its fifth NCAA Men's Division I title by beating Michigan State 89-72 in Detroit. The win was UNC coach Roy Williams' second national crown in five seasons at the university he attended as a student.
Winning the second national championship for our alma mater is even sweeter. They've been on a magical run, and as I said last night, they took me for a fantastic ride.
In women's college basketball, the University of Connecticut went undefeated and won the NCAA title with a 76-54 victory over Louisville. The win gave the Huskies coach Gino Auriemma his sixth national title and his fifth since 2000. Auriemma said he was glad he did not have to face the disappointment of losing after his team played so well during the regular season and the tournament.
These kids deserve it. Even if I don't, which I don't care if I do or not. But all I kept thinking about was, man, I do not want to get up tomorrow morning with that feeling.
Meanwhile, Pat Summitt, the University of Tennessee women's coach, won her 1,000th victory in 2009. In 35 seasons in Knoxville, Summitt has amassed 1,005 wins, 8 national titles, and 14 Southeast Conference titles. In National Basketball Association play, the Los Angeles Lakers captured their 15th title in 2009, beating the Orlando Magic in the best-of-seven finals in 5 games. The Lakers' win gave coach Phil Jackson his 10th NBA title, including 4 with Los Angeles and 6 with the Chicago Bulls. Jackson said his players deserved all the credit.
I've always felt as a coach you have to push your team, and they push themselves, and I really feel strongly that this is about them. However, having won 10 championships is a remarkable accomplishment. There's no doubt about it.
Lakers guard Kobe Bryant took home his 4th NBA crown and was voted the finals most valuable player. Bryant said winning his first title without former teammate Shaquille O'Neal was a great relief.
I felt like a big old monkey was off my back. It just felt so good to be able to have this moment, and, you know, for this moment to finally be here and to reflect back on the series and the season and everything that you've been through. I mean, it's top of the list, man.
One of the men who contributed to Phil Jackson reaching his milestone, former Chicago Bulls star Michael Jordan, was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2009. Jordan said at his induction ceremony that he loves basketball and his love for the game propelled him to his amazing career achievements.
I don't look at this moment as a defining end to my relationship with the game of basketball. It's simply a continuation of something that I started a long time ago. One day you might look up and see me playing the game at 50. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
In other honors, Cleveland Cavaliers guard LeBron James was named the regular season Most Valuable Player for 2009. In Major League Baseball, the year started poorly for Alex Rodriguez and the New York Yankees. Before spring training, Rodriguez admitted to using steroids while he played with the Texas Rangers in 2001 to 2003. Then a hip injury hindered the Yankees' third baseman, but later he would emerge as one of the team's leaders. The Yankees won their 27th World Series title in November with a 4-2 win over the defending champion Philadelphia Phillies. The title came in the first year of the Yankees' new $1.6 billion ballpark. Japan's Hideki Matsui was voted the series' most valuable player after he hit .615 with 3 home runs and 8 runs batted in, including a World Series record-tying 6 RBI performance in Game 6. He then became a free agent and, after 7 years with the Yankees, signed with the Los Angeles Angels. The Yankees' crosstown rivals, the New York Mets, also opened a new ballpark in 2009, the $900 million Citi Field. Elsewhere in the major leagues, Chicago White Sox left-handed pitcher Mark Burley threw the 18th perfect game in major league history against the Tampa Bay Rays on July 23rd. Burley threw 116 pitches and had 6 strikeouts in the 5-0 victory, the first perfect game since Randy Johnson threw one for Arizona in 2004. The Chicago left-hander said that he had a tough time grasping the significance of his achievement.
Anytime your name gets up there with some of the greats in the game, obviously it means a lot, but I think it's another thing when you retire and sit back and you see how many perfect games have been thrown in the history and your name's in there. I think that's when you'll sit back and kind of be surprised.
The Pittsburgh Penguins won the National Ice Hockey League title by beating perennial favorites the Detroit Red Wings in 7 games. Sidney Crosby led the Pens with 15 playoff goals, even though he had to sit out most of the deciding game with a knee injury. It was the Penguins' 3rd Stanley Cup and their first since 1992. In U.S. auto racing, stock car driver Jimmy Johnson won the NASCAR Sprint Car Championship for a record 4th straight year. At the Indy 500 race in May, Elio Castroneves of Brazil took the checkered flag for the 3rd time in his career, just weeks after a jury had cleared him of U.S. tax evasion charges. In U.S. horse racing, there was no Triple Crown winner, again. Jockey Calvin Borrell rode 2 of the 3 Triple Crown champions but missed a personal Triple Crown at the Belmont. Aboard 50-1 long shot Mind That Bird, Borrell won the Kentucky Derby May 2nd. Tom Durkin shared the amazement of others watching the race as Borrell rode to victory.
That is Mind That Bird now is coming on to take the lead as they come down to the finish. And a spectacular, spectacular upset. Mind That Bird has won the Kentucky Derby. An impossible result here.
Borrell then made the unprecedented move of changing mounts to ride Rachel Alexandra to the Preakness title 2 weeks later. However, in June's Belmont Stakes, Borrell missed a personal Triple Crown when Summer Bird won the New York race. Tragedy also marked the past year in U.S. sports as 22-year-old Los Angeles Angels pitcher Nick Adenhart died in a car crash April 9th, just hours after he threw 6 scoreless innings against the Oakland A's. Former Tennessee Titans quarterback Steve McNair was killed in a bizarre murder-suicide in July. The 36-year-old McNair was found dead in his apartment next to the body of his alleged mistress. Former Detroit Pistons coach Chuck Daly also died in 2009. The 78-year-old Daly led Detroit to 2 NBA titles and coached the 1992 U.S. Olympic men's dream team in Barcelona. Other deaths of note in 2009 included Special Olympics founder Eunice Kennedy Shriver, former Boston Red Sox outfielder Dom DiMaggio, and Philadelphia Phillies broadcaster Harry Callis. The past year brought the first decade of the new millennium to a close, with several longtime champions reasserting themselves as the so-called 20-aughts end. The Yankees, Lakers, Steelers, and other perennial powers hope to continue their tradition of winning. I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.